Canto 11, Chapter 21, On Distinguishing Between Good and Bad. The Supreme Lord said, "They who give up my paths of jnana, karma and bhakti will, in the cultivation of their lusts and fickle senses, keep moving through the cycle of birth and death." When one manages to be steady in one's position, that is called virtue, while the opposite of it is considered vice. This is the conclusion about these two. What would be pure or impure concerning the religion, what would be vice or virtue in normal affairs, and what would be favorable or unfavorable for one's physical survival, are matters of good and bad one must evaluate from the same category of elements, O sinless one. What is good for the body, for instance, is not necessarily good for the religion. This approach of matters I put forward for the sake of those who bear the burden of religious principles. Earth, water, fire, air and ether are the five basic elements that, from Lord Brahma down to the non-moving creatures, constitute the bodies of the living beings who are all connected in the Supreme Soul. Even though they consist of the same elements and in that sense are equal, the Vedas assign different names and forms to them in service of their self-interest, Uddhava. What would be the right and wrong considerations concerning the time, place, the things and so on, is established by me with the purpose of restricting materially motivated activities. Among all places, those places are impure, where there is no respect for the Brahminical culture and no spotted antelopes can be found, where there are no saintly cultured men even when there are spotted antelopes, where it is unclean like Kikata, places not consecrated.